Well, shout hallelujah. He called my whole name. Yeah, government name, right. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Y'all still on fire? Still on fire? Hallelujah. Well, don't let it die. Don't let your fire die. Amen. Amen. I'm going to see if I can get my iPad to cooperate today. All last week, it didn't want to work and bring up my scriptures and all, but I got my backup. Amen. Amen. Which reminds me to remind you, young people, we're not playing on our phones doing service. Amen. Amen. If you don't have your Bible app, go on and put it on there, and you can scroll, as Miss Lucy said, the scrolling, you scroll through the scriptures. Amen. While you read them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and open up. And before I start, I do want to say publicly in front of everybody, Happy Father's Day to my dad. Happy Father's Day to the bishop. Spiritual father, earthly father, no greater father. Amen. Than the heavenly father, but he's the great. Amen. And then also to my children's father. Happy Father's Day to you as well. Amen. And to the rest of you, not to neglect any of y'all, but y'all don't belong to me, so. But happy Father's Day to you all. We do celebrate. I want all of the ladies to stand up. This is what I was going to do. All of you ladies, stand up. And we are going to applaud our fathers this morning. Amen. I know we did it already, but we can't do it enough. Amen. We can't applaud our fathers enough. You know, they go all out for Mother's Day, and then our fathers tend to get what was left over. So we're going to make sure you all know that you are loved and appreciated. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about this morning, unquenchable fire. If something is unquenchable, that means it can't be put out. You know, Jeffrey, I guess you can tell me if this is correct or not. When you're fighting fires, sometimes you think you got it out, but then there's, what do you call them, a little hot spot, and it sparks back up. Amen. That fire was unquenchable. When you thought it was out, it started back up. So we're going to talk about unquenchable fire this morning and the purposes of fire. We're going to start there. The purpose of fire is to purify. Think about when you have that boil water notice. You put that heat, that fire to that water to boil it, to purify it, because there are some impurities that were in there that you don't need in your body. So you have to purify the water, and you do that with fire. Amen. Fire is also used to cleanse. And I was looking all of these things up, like in the forest, on the forest floor. They will burn the brush. Why do people burn the brush around their houses? In the forest, they burn it in order to clean it, to expose the earth, so that the earth can get the sunlight, the soil can get the sunlight, and it can be replenished. It's also used to produce heat. I could use a little right now because it's cold in here. It's a little cold in here. So it produces heat. So it is beneficial. A lot of people think about fire and how destructive it is, and it can be destructive. But there are purposes for fire. Fire brings about a necessary change. Think about anything that comes in contact with fire. Is it going to be the same? No, it won't. Even the toughest steel, the toughest metal, you put enough heat to it, it'll bend. So fire brings about a necessary change. So say the fire is necessary. The fire is necessary. Hallelujah. We need some fire because it's necessary. Fire does some things in our lives, so it's necessary. So how is fire created? So I was wondering about this. So I just looked up, how is fire created? It's a combustible fuel in the presence of oxygen at an extremely high temperature. And when I read that, I was like, But I didn't say, But the Spirit of God said, it's a combustible fuel. That's your faith. In the presence of oxygen, that's the breath of God, the breath of life that God breathed into you when you were born again. At an extremely high temperature, that's your praise. As the scripture says, let the high praise of God be in their mouths. So your fire is created when you're born again. God has breathed the breath of life into you that comes through your salvation. Then you exercise your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then you mix in and you add your praise. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Then your fire's going to burn. When you're born again, how many believers we got in the house? If you are a believer, and the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You're hearing the word this morning, aren't you? You've heard the word all last week, haven't you? The word is there. So the last thing to do is to do what? Add your praise. You put your praise to it since you're already a believer. And the Bible says that faith is now. The last component is your praise. That's the only thing that's left to do. So when you praise, your fire will keep burning. You use your praise to start the fire. You use your praise to keep your fire going. Amen. So if your fire is dying down, that means you're not praising. You wanted to stir it back up. As Quella said, you poke that in the fireplace. You poke it to get it to going back up. That's your praise. Your praise is what's going to get your fire going. Amen. So what is the most evident or the visual indicator of fire? How do you know there's a fire somewhere? A lot of people would say smoke. When there is a fire, yes, there will be smoke. But when you put a fire out, is there also smoke? So smoke by itself doesn't necessarily tell me there is a fire, but it does tell me there's been one. But what else do I see to let me know? Flames. Flames will let me know that there is a fire. You will see the flames. So as the flames are the indicator of fire, the manifestation of God's goodness in your life should be the evidence of your fire. We should see something if your fire is burning. We should hear something if your fire is burning. You should be doing something if your fire is burning. You don't sit still when you're on fire. Burn your fingers. What you gonna do? You gonna move. So if your fire is burning, there ought to be some evidence behind it. Yeah, there should be some evidence behind it. Amen. So to keep the fire burning, you have to keep the praise flowing. You have to keep the praise coming. It should be pouring out of you. As long as your praise is pouring, your fire is burning. Too often we sit quietly, all nonchalant. You know, we need to, I told him, was it last Sunday maybe, Brother George? I told him he's one of the highlights of me coming to church. I told him I'd be too embarrassed to do what he does, but Brother George's fire is burning, y'all. And he's not ashamed of his praise. And I told him that is an encouragement to me. And it should, I hope it encourages you. But his praise is so big. It's so full of life and it's so true and it's so genuine. Just imagine how big his fire is right now. Miss Gloria, you ought to be able to feel Brother George's fire way over there because of his praise, because it's genuine and true from his heart. And he has realized that he serves the Most High God. He has seen the evidence of the Most High God in his life. So your praise brings the fire.